Welcome back to the Manusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night, great effort by your team. Couldn't have asked for anything more. I know you talked about the back pressure was important in the pregame show and you were happy with how they played, but you also mentioned there's no getting any breaks here at Minnesota. What's the feeling going into game two against this Gopher squad here today?
We're excited to play. Yeah, it's just, this group's been pretty resilient all year long, and they're anxious to get back out there. We want to, again, we came down here to get points, and unfortunately we didn't get any last night, so today's our last chance. So go out there and give it our best effort.
You mentioned resiliency. I know after a heartbreaking loss like last night, and of course two other games against the Gophers back home this season, what's it going to take to finally get past losing those games by one?
You know what? There's no one thing, Kelly. You just got to, again, they're a very good team. Peters is playing exceptionally well right now in goal. I know, just talking to Brad yesterday, he said she's playing the best she's ever played for him in her career here. So that just means we just got to, again, be really tenacious around the net when there's opportunities. And, again, looking at the video and getting the opportunity to watch it again this morning, a lot of really good chances we had. And, she made some big saves. A lot of pucks happened to get shot into her. Or there was an instance where Berge's kind of happens to be backing up and doesn't get enough on it. She dives over, makes a glove save. I mean, little things like that that, you know, if you get an opportunity today, let's be hungry and bear down and see if we can't, bend the twine.
Well, I know there were many more opportunities by your team to score than what the stat sheet showed. Does that have an effect on a team's psyche when they don't see that many shots up there?
Well, it's irksome, but that's our job as coaches, just to, just keep focused on what the play at hand. And like we said, hey, the one you want to, the stat you want to win the most is the scoreboard at the end of the game. And unfortunately, last night we came up on the wrong side of that. But, again, we were really happy with how we played. We were happy with our effort. Now our challenge is today to go out and not just duplicate it, because I think Minnesota is going to be better. We've got to see if we can't be a little better ourselves.
Well, I know one of the lines that had quite a few shots on goal last night was that line with Kiki, Haley, and Abby. And, of course, Kiki was out for a couple of games and back into the lineup alongside Haley Mack and Abby Haluska. In one shift, I counted four shots on goal by them. I know they were a bit frustrated that they didn't get any scoring, but talk about what Kiki brings to that line and obviously some energy.
Oh, absolutely. Just to have her back in the lineup gives everybody a shot of energy, because she just plays so hard, and that's just her game. She's hard on pucks. She's obviously a very fast skater, and she's just tenacious. It doesn't matter if it's in the defensive zone, through the neutral zone, offensive zone. She has her feet moving, and that line tends to build energy for our whole team. And there's a lot of times when they'll get out there and they'll tilt the ice and they'll spend a better part of their shift in the offensive zone. And then, we can build on that as a team. So great to have her back in the lineup. And I thought she really, really added to our overall game last night.
Going back to Paige's goal last night, and all started in the neutral zone with Mack Lange, and it just showed how strong Mack was there in the neutral zone to turn the puck and get it back the other way to Paige, wasn't it?
It was, but we talk about the back pressure. That was a great example. Paige was putting pressure on the Gopher player from the backside, and Mack read that. She stepped up and shut her down right at the red line, and then she had the fortitude to pick the puck up and throw an indirect pass, kind of a backhand indirect pass. Set Paige in alone on that right side, and then Paige finished it with a great shot.
Your team also had 19 block shots last night. Haley Mack took the brunt of one of them, but it just shows how determined this team is to help out their goalie. And, of course, Lauren Bench had quite a few saves last night. Who's going to get the start tonight?
Lauren's going back in the net, and no question. Haley was one. Bailey Wright had a big one. Riley had one. I mean, it kind of goes throughout the entire lineup. But, it's funny that you talk about that. There wasn't, I think if you look at the grade A chances that we had compared to the ones that Minnesota had, I would say we had far, far more than they did. I thought we did a real good job of keeping them on the perimeter, and they did not zone time us very much yesterday. I thought we got out pretty well the entire game. And again, Minnesota's the type of team that's certainly going to get chance just because of the talent that they have, but overall defensively I thought we did a pretty doggone good job, and then Lauren was solid in the net.
What are some of the keys going into game two against this Gopher squad that's going to help you guys get a win?
Well, I think the big thing is, again, we have to come out. I think the start, you know, it's always important, but I think it's really, really important tonight just because of after a real tough loss yesterday, we're right at the end of the overtime. Certainly, they're going to have the momentum from that coming into today's game. And if we can come out early and send them a message, you know what, last night means nothing. We're here for to get, you know, for we're on a business trip where we mean business and kind of set that tone early. I think that's going to be really important.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.